USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden announced another $1.2 billion in security and humanitarian assistance will be granted to Ukraine as the war with Russia continues. Biden said he informed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that $1 billion in defensive aid will be sent. An additional $225 million of the funds will be sent for humanitarian aid. Americans' retail spending declined in May as consumers felt the pinch from inflation, higher gas prices, and rising interest rates. The Commerce Department said on Wednesday that retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.3% in May from the previous month. And the Democrat National Committee reportedly had to reschedule a women's leadership fundraiser last month with Vice President Kamala Harris for lack of ticket sales. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Some economic experts appear to be trying to calm fears about a potential recession.
Inflation is at a 40-year high. Stock prices are sinking. The Federal Reserve is making borrowing much costlier. And the economy actually shrank in the first 3 months of this year. So is the United States at risk of enduring another recession? For now, most economists don't foresee a downturn in the near future. Despite the inflation squeeze, consumers are still spending at a healthy pace. Businesses are investing in equipment and software. And the job market is still booming, with hiring strong, layoffs low, and many employers eager for more workers. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm reportedly exercised $1.6 million in stock options with an electric vehicle technology firm, according to Fox News. An Energy Secretary spokesperson told Politico Granholm acted ethically. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The accused Buffalo supermarket shooter is facing federal hate crime charges, and the death penalty could be on the table.
The 18-year-old boy who is believed to have killed 10 people in a mass shooting at a Buffalo grocery store last month was charged with 26 counts of federal hate crimes on Wednesday. Prosecutors in the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Western District of New York say his motive for the mass shooting was racially motivated. The 18-year-old faces 10 counts of hate crimes resulting in death, 3 counts of hate crimes involving bodily injury and attempted to kill, 10 counts of use of firearm to commit murder, and 3 counts of use and discharge of a firearm during a violent crime. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In closing arguments Wednesday, a lawyer for Bill Cosby told jurors they need to look past years of public accusations against the actor. Instead, they were asked to consider only the evidence presented by a woman who says he sexually abused her at the Playboy Mansion in 1975 when she was 16. Cosby, who was freed from prison when his Pennsylvania criminal conviction was thrown out nearly a year ago, is not attending the trial. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed 9 bills, including specific pieces of legislation that allow 17-year-olds to serve alcohol under certain conditions. Whitmer also signed bills to legalize swim-up bars. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.